Are you building your dream home? Or have you decided to stay in your current home and remodel? Either way, we all know that kitchens and baths are smart investments when it comes to the value and livability of our homes. Regardless of the project size or complexity, you want and deserve quality products and amazing service before, during, and most importantly, after the sale. A big part of that service is dealing with people that understand their products and can provide advice and consultation that you can rely on. Sounds like a tall order for sure. Who can give you the brands you know and trust and the professional help you deserve? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. They are the go-to for all of your kitchen, bath, and DIY needs. Visit their locations in Huntsville and Athens, and you will understand the difference of the Park Supply way. Large selection with the small hometown feel you love. Mention this ad and receive a one-time coupon good for $10 off of a $50 purchase. Go to parksupplycompany.com and connect with them today. Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092. For the barbecue lovers in your life, you can give the perfect gift of Bob Sykes Barbecue books, sauce, and gift cards. Available for purchase at Bob Sykes Barbecue in Bessemer, Alabama, or you can purchase online at bobsykes.com. That's Bob Sykes Barbecue in Bessemer, Alabama.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
Fuquay's Southern Soul Food is available at two locations, one in Rogersville in the Foodland Shopping Center on Highway 72 and one in Hartsell at 711 Nance Ford Road. Enjoy the salad bar and various delicious meats, vegetables, desserts on the all-you-can-eat buffet. Open Tuesday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Sunday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Go see my friends at Fuquay's Southern Soul Food in Rogersville or Hartsell and tell them the Mark White Show sent you. With locations in Tuscumbia, Florence, Muscle Shoals, Russellville, Killen, Madison, and Athens, Singing River Dentistry provides the most advanced dental care, including same-day crowns and implants, in a compassionate and friendly atmosphere. They excel in educating their patients and themselves about the benefits of keeping a healthy smile for a lifetime. The care of their patients is the center of their practice. They value their patients' time, trust, and total health. For more information about their practice or to request an appointment, go to SingingRiverDentistry.com. Located in Athens, Alabama, Hydration Lounge offers IV therapy infusions, injections, and weight loss services. The goal at Hydration Lounge is to provide you with the perfect platform so you can feel and function your best while meeting the demands of our changing and busy lives. You can follow Hydration Lounge on Facebook or Instagram, or visit their website at HydrationL.com. That's Hydration, the letter L.com.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama, assistant football coach at University of Texas. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Right now, we're at Sugar Creek Elementary School over in West Limestone as I have Jaquise Miller with me. She is the daughter of Cleo Miller as we celebrate 50 years of education
for Cleo Miller. It's been a special day today as people have been coming in. They'll come in throughout the day to recognize, to honor Cleo and her service to the community as an educator. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Jaquise.
Thank you, Mark. Thanks for having me.
Glad to have you. You are the daughter of Cleo Miller.
I am. Proud to be.
It takes a lot of sacrifice from families for a 50-year education career for you to sacrifice your mom to give some of her to other people.
Yes, and that's all I've known my whole life. Before I was born, she was doing this, so this has just been a part of me ever since I was a little bitty girl. Well, even before I was born, she was already doing this. So it's an honor, and I'm glad to be able to be here with her to celebrate this. She deserves it. She is a great person. At the school, outside the school, she's just wonderful. She holds us together, and we love her. We appreciate her. And it just makes me so happy to be able to be here with her, to see her being happy and doing what she loves. Like, this is her passion. It has been her passion for forever, and I'm just glad and thankful that the Lord has blessed her to be able to see this accomplishment.
When did you find out that they were going to recognize her here at Sugar Creek?
It's been about 2 weeks. They let us know that they were going to.
So you held a secret for two
weeks.
I
had to, yes. Look, I held it so long, I forgot to tell my dad.
Oh, no.
But I told him this morning, so he's here, so it's good.
Great. Well, I had to hold the secret, too.
Gotcha.
Because Dawn Nicholson at church, she said, will you come and do some interviews and honor Cleo Miller? And I said, absolutely. So I took off a sub day. I was actually scheduled to sub, and I hit cancel. And I said, I'm coming
do this. Thanks.
Now, let's talk about what you do. What is your career path? What have
I
you done?
I am a phlebotomy supervisor. So that is, I manage the people that take your blood at the lab and at the doctor's office. So I supervise those people.
You don't find the veins? Somebody else does that.
Somebody else does it now.
I'm only good in my right arm these days. I used to have really good veins in both arms, and
really?
Now it's the right arm. And I know where they need to stick me.
You just tell them. Gotcha. Well, that helps.
What caused you to take that particular career path?
I don't know. I love helping people. I've always wanted to be in the medical field. And when this opportunity came up, I drew blood first. So I started from the bottom, and I worked myself up. But I have a passion for helping people and helping others.
So clearly education is a big part of your life, because it took great education to do what you do. And would you give credit to your mom for that path?
Oh, yes. I could never do what she does. Never. I manage people, but I don't know if I could. I don't know. It just takes a special person to be able to be, you know, with kids and to lead and guide them. It's a special person that takes that.
How about her ability to juggle the education that she has, all of these children that are hers, outside of your family, and then being a mother to you?
I don't know how she juggles it. It's just amazing. She's just an amazing person. She was put here on this earth to do what she does. And she's been the best mother that someone could ask for. She's always there. I mean, she's there when you don't even think that you need something. And she just already automatically knows and just reaches out or calls. So I thank God every day, and I just hope that I can be half of the person that she is.
And we'll talk about your dad for just a minute too, a Vietnam veteran, part of Honoring Veteran Legacies, which I have been a part of that organization now for several years,
right,
and tried to help that organization as they help those who served and recognize those who served and honor them. What do you think about your dad's service and being a part of that group?
It's awesome as well. I have two great parents that have, well, they serve, and they help others, and I have loved to watch the journey of him and his brothers being able to, you know, be honored for their service, because they all went there and they all were able to come back, and that's a blessing within itself as well.
Yes, absolutely. Jaquise, thank you for joining me here on the Mark White Show today.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
I think we're going to have your mom next.
Okay, sounds good.
Excellent. And now I'm with the lady of the hour, Cleo Miller. Welcome to the Mark White Show.
Thank you.
Your daughter had some wonderful things to say about you, and that is a testament to you being able to juggle being an educator for as long as you have, and then raising your family, too, that your daughter holds you in such high esteem.
Well, thank you. It has been an amazing journey, and I had amazing parents, especially my mom. And I have to give the credit to the Lord, because I ask him for guidance and wisdom every single day from the very first time that I thought I wanted to be an administrator, and I asked him if that was the path for me. And since then, I have asked him for guidance every single morning, not only with school, but also with church and with my family. So I give the credit to the Lord for blessing me.
How young were you when you decided that you wanted to take the path of education?
I was 6 years old. I had an amazing first grade teacher, Maxine Love, and she just made learning so much fun. And so from that day on, I knew I wanted to be a teacher.
And what did you do for those maybe listening who are upcoming graduates and they're wanting to take a path to education? Where did you go to pursue your education degree?
I went to Alabama A&M. It's an excellent school. And I was there this past weekend for my 50th class graduation from there.
Wow.
And the school has changed in some ways, but it's still about educating students and giving them the best start in life possible.
Where was the first school that you taught at after you graduated from A&M?
East Limestone.
And how long were you there?
I was at East Limestone from 1974 to 2000. And in 2000, I went to Creekside when the doors opened there. And in 2005, I went to Owens Elementary School as the principal. And then in 2017, I opened up Sugar Creek Elementary School.
What is the greatest change, the biggest change that you've witnessed since the beginning of your teaching career to now with the way it educating young people?
I think the biggest change has been the mindset of parents and students. Over the years, I think some parents do not prioritize education as much as they used to in the past in some ways, and in some ways it's even more. But it's just, a change in society as to their values and their morals along the way. And so I think we need to go back to having those solid morals and integrity for our students and our families.
And if there's some parent out there right now who wants to be a better parent, it's not too late. If their child's still in school, there's an opportunity there for them to step up and say, you know what, maybe I haven't been there like I should be, and here's an opportunity now for me to step up and change that.
Right.
My parents divorced when I was very young. I was 6 years old, and I was really left to my own devices. I went to school whenever I went to school because my parents wouldn't wake up, or
right.
it was up to me and my grandmother. I remember her knocking on the door, and I was watching the Bozo show, and she knocked on the door from Chicago on WGN.
I remember the Bozo show.
The
yes.
Grand Prize game and all that. Well, I was watching the television, and grandmother comes in, and she had to pull me out to take me to school. And my first grade teacher, Miss Thornton, Martha Thornton from Athens Elementary School, she was so understanding with the situation that I had, and she's one of those that I give a lot of credit to because of her being so patient with me as a young person.
And a lot of teachers are like parents. They really care, have compassionate for the students, and they're their mom at school because it's just who we are. We take care of kids. We love kids.
How was the surprise for you today as you walked in? What was that like?
It was overwhelming. I didn't have a clue they were going to do it, but I was excited, and it's just like them. They are an amazing faculty, and I greatly appreciate them doing this. It was a great surprise.
And Cleo, what is Mr. Miller's first name? I know I'll put him as the Miller brothers, so I have to...
John.
John, okay. We'll have John to talk to us here in just a minute, but congratulations on 50 years of education.
Thank you.
Thank you for your service to the community, to them,
well,
so thank you.
I've enjoyed it.
Cleo Miller, folks, 50 years of serving in the education system. We're glad to have her. We're about to have Mr. John Miller join us on the show to talk about his wife. I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Hydration Lounge in Athens, Alabama offers IV therapy and an array of injectionables. We offer on-site appointments, walk-in or book online, as well as mobile appointments, events, and parties. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Bob Sykes Barbecue has a big announcement. They are now delivering to your home or office. Just order online and we'll take care of the rest. Check them out at bobsykes.com.
With 6 convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their 6 convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhome.
Marmac Real Estate has 8 offices throughout the state of Alabama. That includes Decatur, Hartsel, Coleman, Florence, Killen, Muscle Shoals, Orange Beach, and Dauphin Island. There are more than 140 agents throughout Alabama. You can easily reach one of those agents by going to marmac.us and tell them the Mark White Show sent you.
Welcome to Happy Hollow. Here you can find a wide variety of products, including home decor, apparel, western wear, pet supplies, baby clothes, boots, gifts, and of course, our year-round Christmas selection. As you make your way to the back, you'll be greeted with our outdoors section, which includes hunting, fishing, camping, guns, and ammo, as well as our gunsmith shop. Oh, and take a moment to sit and warm up next to our fireplace. Take the elevator or the stairs up to our second floor, where you will find our sports section, which includes a wide variety of golf supplies, baseball, softball, football, soccer, disc golf, tennis, and many other sports products, even pickleball. No matter what you're looking for, there is always something to find at Happy Hollow Outdoors, located at 985 9th Street West, Red Bay, Alabama.
Hydration Lounge, located in Athens, Alabama, now offers medical weight loss consultations. We discuss nutrition, diet, and lifestyle, as well as prescription medication. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information. And we're back right now. I have with me the husband of Cleo Miller, John Miller. Welcome to the Mark White Show, coming to you from Sugar Creek Elementary School.
Thank you for having me.
Glad to have you, my friend. And let's talk about Cleo's 50 years of service as an educator. What do you think about the fact that she has stayed in the system this long to be here for these young people?
Well, the reason I think she stayed this long because she had a love for the kids. She had a love for the children. And she's just a dedicated to her job. And she loved the teachers that work under her, and that's why she's still here.
When did you find out about this surprise?
Today.
You were today years old when you found out.
Today.
What do you think about all the people that are coming through to honor her today?
It's a blessing to know that she's loved by so many and have so much respect for her to come out and support her.
And you, let's talk a little bit about you and the Miller brothers, as we know, through Honoring Veteran Legacies.
Right.
Let's talk about that group just a minute. And you have been a part of that group for how many years now?
We've been a part of Legacy ever since they started, from the first day they started. But while we got involved, the way we got involved was with Forever Young Veterans.
Yes.
Out of Memphis, Tennessee. They took us all to Washington, D.C. And that's how we got involved with Legacy.
And the Honoring Veteran Legacies now,
They have a meeting every Tuesday of the month.
Every first Tuesday of each month.
Every first Tuesday of the month.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been to some of those meetings, right. And it's great to the camaraderie that you guys have, to be able to be around other fellow military members.
Well, see, once you're in the military, you're just like brothers. And you have that camaraderie and show that love towards one another. And our motto is, no man left behind. So that's what we try to do, is pick each other up and leave nobody behind.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. What do you think about your wife juggling the teaching and being married and then having children to take care of all of those responsibilities?
Well, that's part of being, a virtuous woman. Yeah, have that kind of love and heart to do stuff like that. And it's just a blessing that she was able to do that. Because now come December the 16th, we've been married 51 years. So here she is, been in the teaching field, education field for 50 years. So we was married just about a year before she got involved into the education realm.
So were you dating her when she was at Alabama A&M?
Yes, I was.
So she was a student at the time.
Right.
And what were you doing?
When I first started dating, I was still in the military.
Okay.
When I met her, I had 4 months left in service. And then when I got out of service, I got a job at Fru Hall. And I stayed at Fru Hall in Decatur for 8.5 years. Then in 1980, I got hired at International Paper, which was chaplain to paper mill at
yes,
the time.
Sir.
And I stayed there for 32 years. I retired in 2012.
And how did you find Cleo?
My twin brother married to Cleo's cousin. So that's how I met her.
It was it love at first sight?
Seemed like it. Because I left on a Monday, and I was stationed at Paris Island. The last four months I had stationed at Paris Island. So I got that Friday, I came back. I was so much in love.
And here we are today, 51 years later, coming up December the 16th, you
right,
say?
Uh-huh.
Congratulations on that future anniversary.
Thank you, sir.
And congratulations on 50 years of marriage at this point.
Thank you. Thank
You've done well.
Right, thank you.
Mr. John Miller, folks, the husband of Cleo Miller. As we celebrate Mrs. Cleo Miller here at Sugar Creek Elementary School, I hope you'll stick with us. We'll talk to a couple more people who have been a part of her life. She's been a part of theirs. She's been here for these young people, and we're so glad to celebrate her today at Sugar Creek Elementary School. Good. I have with me Bethany Clemens. She is a principal here at Sugar Creek Elementary School, along with Cleo Miller. Glad to have you on the Mark White Show today.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
What a special recognition for a special lady, 50 years of education. That is amazing to me that she has hung in there that long with as many schools as she's been at.
It is absolutely incredible. The accomplishment and the impact she's had on the students over years is immeasurable.
How long have you had an opportunity to work with her in this setting here at Sugar Creek?
I have been here since December. It is absolutely an honor and a privilege to learn from her and to be in this setting where I can learn from the best, someone who has all of those years of experience. If it has happened in education, she has dealt with it. And so it is absolutely a blessing to be here with her.
Is there anything in particular that you've seen that you say, wow, that is something that is a nugget for me that I think is very usable?
Ms. Miller has a gracious demeanor about her whenever she is dealing with anyone. She is always very humble and very kind. And so for me to just watch her as she deals with people, and nothing ever seems to ruffle her feathers. She takes every day with a spirit of joy and enthusiasm. And so I'm really learning from her. So basically just her graciousness and her humor in every situation.
I think it's wonderful. 50 years now in the education system. I can't imagine. There are not too many people who do that. A lot of people, 25 years, 30 years, and they're done. To go that extra mile, so to speak, to stay with it, there had to have been a reason to do that, to stay with these students and to want to be with these young people for that long.
Well, she absolutely loves students. There is no question. But she also loves educators. So you can see not only does she love our students, she loves our teachers as well. And so she has dedicated her life to education because she believes in public education, and she is definitely a public servant.
And what's your message to her today as she's listening to this program later on in the evening? What would you say to her for what she's taught you, what she's meant to Sugar Creek Elementary School and the other communities that she served in as well?
I think I speak for a whole lot of people when I just say thank you from the bottom of our hearts. I think for me, I absolutely love her. and I love working with her every single day. Again, it is an honor and privilege of a lifetime to be here with her. And so for that, I am very grateful. And not only just for being a partner with her here at Sugar Creek Elementary School, but also just her friendship in general.
And let's talk a little bit about your background, your education. How many years have you now been serving as an educator?
This is my 17th year. I began my career in Madison City Schools, and I was in Madison City Schools for most of my career, and then I was in Hartsel City Schools, and then now I'm here.
Excellent. Well, thank you, Bethany Clemens, for joining me here on the Mark White Show today to honor Cleo Miller. Just a wonderful experience. And what was the surprise like as she this morning came in and saw all the people who were celebrating her?
I was outside with the bus and car line, so I didn't get to see her come in, but I heard it was absolutely priceless.
There was work to be done, right?
Yes.
Thank you for joining me. Right now I have with me Carmelia Bradley. This is a sister to Cleo Miller. Glad to have you here on the Mark White Show today to celebrate your sister.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Going way back, she said 6 years old when she decided she wanted to be a teacher. That is a very young age to decide that she wanted to be a teacher.
Yes.
And she said it was because of a first grade teacher that influenced her that caused her to want to go into education.
Okay, I can see that. And she took that and she became a teacher to all of us. So she's been a teacher all her life.
And what do you think about your sister as far as her taking on the challenge of being an educator for this long, 50 years, to stick with it, to stay with it and be here for these young people and the teachers who need her support?
I think she's amazing. That just speaks to her character. It speaks to her willingness to stay in a profession this long, a profession that not everyone appreciates, but I think the world of her, and I just thank God that he gave her that spirit, and then she was willing to share that spirit with others. An amazing job, an amazing testimony.
What path did you take yourself?
I am in education, but not teaching.
Okay.
But I work at a university here, local in Huntsville.
Very good. I know you're proud of your sister. Just a great celebration today for her to recognize the 50 years that she served as an educator. What do you think about Sugar Creek Elementary School and they're taking the time to recognize her and what she's meant to so many people?
I think that also speaks to her character, that the people here at Sugar Creek saw enough in her to want to honor her and to show her so much appreciation. I think they picked up on what a great person that she is and wanted to share that with the others and let them know how much that she's appreciated. I think it was great. I think they did a great job here today.
If your sister's listening tonight when the show airs, what is your message to her?
My message to her is thank you for being a dream merchant for so many young people. I can only imagine the students that she's had in the past, in the 50 years where they are now, and they can all owe her an appreciation. I think she's great.
Carmelia Bradley, thank you for joining me here on the Mark White Show today to recognize your sister.
Thank you for having me.
Folks, I hope you've enjoyed this show as we've recognized Cleo Miller and 50 years of education. What an amazing woman we're recognizing today. It's my privilege to be able to honor her, and I appreciate being asked to come here and pull a show together with all these great guests to talk about Cleo and what she's meant to them and what she's meant to the communities that she served. Here on the Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers and we're sharing stories to encourage and inspire, and I hope that you are encouraged and inspired by today's show and you'll share it with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Let them know about the Mark White Show and what we're doing to make a difference in our communities around the world, around the country, wherever you're at. I want you to follow the Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram and subscribe to the Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to another edition of the Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction. Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Are you building your dream home? Or have you decided to stay in your current home and remodel? Either way, we all know that kitchens and baths are smart investments when it comes to the value and livability of our homes. Regardless of the project size or complexity, you want and deserve quality products and amazing service before, during, and most importantly, after the sale. A big part of that service is dealing with people that understand their products and can provide advice and consultation that you can rely on. Sounds like a tall order for sure. Who can give you the brands you know and trust and the professional help you deserve? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. They are the go-to for all of your kitchen, bath, and DIY needs. Visit their locations in Huntsville and Athens, and you will understand the difference of the Park Supply way. Large selection with the small hometown feel you love. Mention this ad and receive a one-time coupon good for $10 off of a $50 purchase. Go to parksupplycompany.com and connect with them today.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Welcome to Happy Hollow. Here you can find a wide variety of products, including home decor, apparel, Western wear, pet supplies, baby clothes, boots, gifts, and of course, our year-round Christmas selection. As you make your way to the back, you'll be greeted with our outdoors section, which includes hunting, fishing, camping, guns, and ammo, as well as our gunsmith shop. Oh, and take a moment to sit and warm up next to our fireplace. Take the elevator or the stairs up to our second floor, where you will find our sports section, which includes a wide variety of golf supplies, baseball, softball, football, soccer, disc golf, tennis, and many other sports products, even pickleball. No matter what you're looking for, there is always something to find at Happy Hollow Outdoors, located at 985 9th Street West, Red Bay, Alabama.
For all your
strawberry
needs, I suggest J. Calvert Farm, located 3 miles south of Dodge City on Highway 69, exit 299 off Interstate 65. J. Calvert Farm currently has
strawberries.
Give them a call at 256-636-2752. That's J. Calvert Farm in Dodge City, Alabama.
J. Calvert Farm. Strawberry. Let's go, Daddy.
Shout a friendly hi when they go passing by. Who live and love in my hometown.
These are my kind of people.